City got back within 3-2, but fall 4-2 against the Orlando City Lions tonight at Energizer Park. We are finished this evening after 90 minutes of regular play, plus a total of 13 minutes of Enterprise stoppage time.
Joey Zanaboni on the call there on our sister station Y98. And joining us now to talk a little City SC is Dale Schilly. He's the St. Louis City SC Academy director. He's also a broadcaster alongside Joey Zanaboni on our sister station Y98. Dale, good to talk to you on a Friday.
It's good to talk to you guys. I missed you last week.
I know, and I thought perhaps that was strategic because 2 weeks ago you were supposed to bring a dictionary of Joey Zanaboni words and phrases so you could tell us what they meant, and then you just no-showed last week. I thought maybe it went horribly wrong.
Well, I have some off the top of my head that I am willing to quiz you now if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So the first one will be cereal bowl.
Cereal bowl. And we're here with Michael Kelly, Dale, because Chris Ranji is gone. We have to guess. What does Joey Zanaboni mean when he says cereal bowl during a soccer game?
They're eating up the defense like they're eating out of a cereal bowl.
If he's listening, he'll use that next week.
Okay, let me
Andy,
guess.
What about your guess?
Is it the semicircle that's on the field? The paint?
You are really close. It is the circle,
At
the center line. So the big circle.
Yeah,
that's the cereal bowl. They'll refer to it when we're passing, like Lubin passes the ball through the cereal bowl.
Did he make that up,
or is that a
saying?
Oh, trust me, all of these are made up. All of these are made up.
Okay.
Do you have any idea that they're coming when they, like...
No.
Or you're just as entertained and surprised on a goal that he comes up with something about, you know, three-legged frogs, and you're like, what?
Mike, I have heard you for years on the radio, and we would both be surprised.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Very surprised. How about an easy one? How about the equator?
That'd be the half line, right?
The half line.
That's the half line. How about... Here's one. I think you'll get it, especially if you're into math. How about he parabolas it up the field?
Well, that would be like a big, like, looping, arching kick where the trajectory of
Very
the ball
good.
Is like a big arch.
Yeah. And then how about the last one? He pelotons it.
Pelotons it?
Pelotons.
Peloton.
Oh, a bicycle kicked it.
There you go.
Wow.
Hey now.
Look at that.
Very good.
Let's get into this password game here. This is lovely.
I can tell you that you guys are much sharper than I am because it took me a long time and a lot of head scratching to figure out exactly how I was supposed to respond to a Peloton or the equator.
Yeah, hey, I can imagine.
Speaking of the equator, it had to have been as hot as the equator this week at the game. Wouldn't have been a fun day to be eaten out of a cereal bowl.
I should have. Milk was a bad choice.
The last two games have been like that. Now, you know, the one against the Galaxy was in the afternoon, so it was it was pretty toasty. This one in the evening, it cooled off a little bit. But yeah, for sure. And now this weekend we head to Houston, and that is noted as being one of the hotter stadiums to play in, just humid, hot, and air is stagnant. So it's a difficult place to play. The heat's going to be rough.
Yeah, Houston's pretty brutal. Like,
it's a miserable town.
It kind of looks like Gotham City, downtown Houston does. It's very gray, not a lot of green. And I guess on one side of things, City SC, they're probably used to the heat and humidity right now in St. Louis. Do they even adjust practice just so the cumulative effect of the heat doesn't hit them so hard?
Well, they've been keeping practice about the same. So the two schools of thought are you go earlier and save your legs and try to stay fresh, or do you go in the afternoon or go later in the morning so that you can acclimate yourself? I can tell you Manchester City is over here now in the playing in the Club World Cup, and they are doing just that. They're training in the middle of the afternoon to acclimate themselves to the heat so they can be better prepared for their games.
That's so interesting. And I know marathoning is different, although midfielders will run the equivalent of a half marathon in a game easily.
Yeah.
But for me, we try, like when I'm training, running every day, we'll try to go out early in the morning just because day after day after day, that heat will break you down and wear you down. It really is cumulative. But I also know of people who have done like the Ironman triathlon in Kona, Hawaii, and they'll train in midday. That like the Manchester school of thought that if you can acclimate to the heat, I'm not sure there's a good way to approach it. It's the lesser of two evils, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think one of the things that they do really prioritize are off days and making sure that they periodize the week.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have their off days to make sure the guys are fresh. They'll cut way back on training. Like, for instance, yesterday would have been what we call match day minus two, where they would train very, very lightly, maybe for an hour. Today would be an activation day where they may go a little bit harder, but much shorter, so that they get their legs ready for, you know, the upload and the uptick tomorrow during their game. So they have one eye on it for sure, but they're still training in the heat.
Dale, not a fun game on Wednesday. City SC lost to Orlando 4-2, but they do have a game tomorrow. Reset, as you mentioned, Houston Dynamo at 7:30. When you have a midweek loss like that, what needs to be adjusted? What went wrong, and what can they hope to fix with the Dynamo tomorrow?
Yeah, it's really tough because what you're missing are a couple players that are still out with injury, although they're getting closer to coming back. Orlando were just able to play through us because some of our ball-winning, harder players are still on the shelf, and so we're finding it difficult to get the ball back and disrupt the other team's rhythm and flow and the way they're getting to the goal. So, yeah, I mean, how do you change things from one day to the next? I would say, first off, Houston's not quite as good as Orlando. Orlando's a good team, one of the better teams in the league. So we got to see them in good form. Houston is a little bit less. Conrad Vollum, who's one of those players that we're looking to get back in the lineup, played some minutes the other day. I would suspect that he'll get more this weekend, particularly since he had minimal minutes against Orlando. So hopefully he can help disrupt and help win some balls for us, which would be a really big piece for us. When we talk about defending, it's just not defending the goal, but defending to get the ball back so you can have easier chances of goal, and we're missing that right now.
Yeah, and that's tough to come back from. It feels like, because of the injuries, because of the struggles, because of the coaching change, that City has not really hit a stride this season. It feels a bit tumultuous, a bit off. Would you say that's a correct assessment?
Yeah, I would say for sure. When you look at how the team was playing, not the quality of the play, but how the team was attempting to play, we've really gone through three different sequences. Beginning of the year, we were sitting back and defending the goal. Then we tried pushing up a little bit higher and trying to be a more aggressive, pressing sort of team. And now we're a team, because of injuries, we're having to be on the ball and create in possession and being a more attack-minded, ball possession, create opportunities in possession sort of team. So I think you're exactly right. Those are three completely different scenarios and what we've had 18 games. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough one. It has been disruptive. It's a difficult ask for the players. But on the other side, we are creating chances. We are scoring goals. We're averaging two goals a game since Critch has taken over. He's eight goals in four games. So we are creating, but, you know, how can you create chances, score goals, and deny chances on the other side at the same time is the trick.
When it's a tough season, and I feel like this is a stupid question probably, but when you can't catch your stride, when you're feeling frustration, does the length of the MLS season being so long, does that make things better or worse?
Well, you do look at it as a grind, but I will say this. Having worked with Critch, he's a very positive guy. He's a relationship guy. So he's in with the players. He's talking to them. He understands the big picture. And I think he's got guys, you know, on the same page and on his side of the coin. So they're all pushing. They know that they have to make a playoff push. They know also the long odds that is. Yeah. But they know that for Critch, that's what's going to keep his job is by him making the playoff. And he knows he's got to score goals to do it. Players are working. They're trying. It is a long season. And mm-hmm. I think in this situation, I think that they're okay with it. They want to get things turned around.
Yeah, right. Because, of course, you don't want the season to end. I feel like we just need to get our head above water. They need a chance to get some good momentum. I feel like that's been tough for them. So hopefully they can get some of the injured players back just to have to catch their breath and kind of regroup a bit. So
yeah, and see what we look like with a full roster underneath the leadership, which would be an important part for all of us to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dale Shilley will be on the call with Joey Zanaboni tomorrow, 7:30, Y98. We look forward, Dale, to some new phrases and words, and you can quiz us next week.
I will quiz you every week. I'll come up with a new one, the word of the day.
I love it. Thank you, Dale. You're the best.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
see ya.
You.